This is Jerry Pippin, and we're talking politics, of all things, with a Hollywood astrologer and a good friend of ours, Chrissy Blaze. And Chrissy will be doing this regularly. We'll do politics right on through the election, too, occasionally. But basically, we're looking for people to contact us who want to talk to us on the air about their horoscopes, and as you said before the break, anything, really, their business opportunities, their love life, whatever. We were in the presidential primaries here, of course, big debates going on in New Hampshire, the primary coming up on Tuesday. We just did three of the Republicans. Let's talk about some of the others.
I was looking at John McCain, actually.
Yeah, let's talk about John McCain.
He, again, has a son in Virgo, like I mentioned, Lyndon Johnson did. And he has quite a bit of a sharp wit and quite a bit of sincerity. And his son, in his horoscope, falls in the political house, so that helps, obviously, a politician. But he's very down-to-earth and quite pragmatic with the moon in Capricorn, which will help him in 2008. He's pretty grounded and very smart. There's a certain give and take about him, much more than Bush, for example. And he's pretty much a natural in the public arena. Election day has some very interesting configurations in the US chart compared with his. And it does indicate some personal power for him at that time with his moon sitting on the United States Pluto. That sounds very uncomfortable, doesn't it? So that indicates that power is given to him at that time. Now, I'm not saying he's necessarily going to be president, but I'm just telling it as it is, right?
Well, McCain is being billed as the comeback kid, and that might might explain the power in the chart there.
Right.
As 2008 comes through.
Right. Now, he again has, you remember I said earlier, Jerry, that a number of past presidents, 10 of them, had Mars in Leo? Well, he again has Mars in Leo near the United States midheaven, which is the point of visibility of a chart. It's where the way people see you. So he would make a credible commander-in-chief. What can I say? He'd be pretty popular. I feel, though, there's a lot more work he needs to do. He really needs to, if he really wants to win, he has to promote himself fearlessly. Absolutely. There is a bit of a health challenge going on, too. There will be later in the year. So I don't necessarily see him as president, but he's in a powerful place.
So that's the John McCain story as far as astrology is concerned. Let's run down the rest of the Republicans here.
Mitt Romney.
Yes.
I like this man.
Yeah. What do you think of that name, Mitt? I think he's the only guy in the world with that name.
Do you know, I was lying in bed last night thinking, how can someone be called Mitt? So it's funny you should say that. Sounds like a glove, right?
Right. Yeah. Okay, tell me about him. He just won Wyoming today.
Yeah, I like this man. I mean, he's a delightful man, looking at his chart. Has a very nice marriage. His wife is his friend. He values traditions. He's got the sun in Pisces and Mars in Pisces also. He's a very compassionate man, religious man. Kind of a sunny nature. There's a whole slew of planets in Pisces, which I don't really see as a president. He's more like he's almost too spiritual to be president, actually. He's got quite a lucky chart.
Well, he's active in the Mormon Church, and his dad was president of American Motors.
Right, right, really. He's actually got a lucky chart, but I don't like the fact that the ruler of his chart is Mercury retrograde. Do you remember we talked in the past,
Jerry,
about Mercury retrograde?
Yeah, we talked about Mercury retrograde in reference to something recently.
Yeah, I actually got a book on that.
Yeah.
On that one subject, it affects everybody. Everything goes crazy, and so there could be kind of screw-ups with communication, which you don't want in a president. There's also going to be tests of faith coming to him this year, and he's in a kind of a quiet, reflective year, not a year to get out and promote himself. So I would say he doesn't really have what it takes, from where I'm looking at his horoscope, to be a leader of the United States. He does have the ability to sacrifice himself on behalf of a bigger cause that is necessary, I know. But I don't think he's going to win.
Okay, we're running down the Republican candidates in their astrology charts now. We still have a couple or three to go.
Fred Thompson, he's one, right?
An actor as well as a politician, former senator.
Right. He's got the sun in Leo, which is always good for actors, the moon in Sagittarius, and Sagittarius ascendant. So he's a fiery individual, rather opinionated, I would say. He may seem open and easygoing, but underneath that, he's got a Mercury, Mars, Saturn, you know, I'm talking jargon here, but what that means is that he can play hardball too. He's definitely got a public destiny, obviously, but what he needs to do to win, and I don't think he will, is to do a lot more work on himself and let himself, who he really is, be seen more. And that's really what he should be doing this year if he wants to win. Because it's like we, the public, don't really know who this man is. Also, he has an unusual wife, does he? Because that comes out in his horoscope.
Yeah, well, he's unusual in that she's young and good-looking. He's old like me. So his wife is playing a part in his life?
Right, yeah, she seems to be playing quite a big part in his campaign, in his life. And she's...
Okay, well, let's hurry along here.
Okay.
Who's next?
Who is next? We have... I think we're on to the Democrats now, are we? Have I missed
anybody?
Well,
did you do Ron Paul?
Oh, I didn't, no.
Okay.
I have.
So, just like Fox News left Ron Paul out.
I left Ron Paul out. Maybe, oh gosh, goodness me, I left him out.
Isn't well, we'll go to the Democrats.
I definitely remember that he doesn't have a chance. Isn't that awful? But I don't think he does.
Oh. I love it.
Oh.
The way
maybe I'll find him later.
The frankness of it all.
Yeah, isn't that awful? I mean, if I can find him later, I'll throw him in. But right now I'm on to Hillary Clinton.
Okay, let's get to Hillary.
I still predict, well, it's a toss-up in my mind between Hillary Clinton and Obama, but I'm going to talk about both of them. So, definitely, as I said, Jerry, women are coming into prominence in the United States over the next 80 years. About time, we say. And so as men are going to be leaving the limelight, women are going to be on the rise.
And so you think it's definitely... possible in the United States to have a woman president.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think it's very, very likely. Also, she does have some solid connections with the U.S. chart, like Barack Obama does, too. She has a Scorpio sun, and in the past, I think I'm right in saying that Theodore Roosevelt had that same thing.
Yes.
And it forms a very, very nice angle to the Venus in the United States chart. So what that means is that she kind of personifies the American... archetypal woman, actually. Her son is very close to the ascendant of the United States, and this is helpful too, because more Scorpios have been elected president than any other sun sign, as we mentioned earlier, except Aquarius, I think it is. There have been 5 Scorpio, and I think it's 5 Aquarius presidents,
yeah,
too.
Right.
So that's helpful too. So she's a kind of a good fit with the American chart. I still believe, though, what she needs to do this year if she wants to win is really promote herself fearlessly, which I think she'll do, but let more of herself be seen. She needs to sort of break away almost from Bill and the family and the, you know, people see her as that and define really who she is. She also has that Mars in Leo I talked about, that more American presidents have had that than any other sign. So statistically, she stands a very good chance.
So the Mars and Leo thing fits Hillary.
It does.
Well, that kind of you would have thought at one time that Hillary would have had the Democratic nomination as a laydown, but there's a huge anti-war feeling in the Democratic Party, Hillary seems to be kind of backing the establishment on that.
Yeah, she does.
She's not really a winner at this point.
No, and also she's got the moon in Pisces.
What does that mean?
Well, what that means is it's a kind of a compassionate, caring side, but no past president has ever been elected with the moon in Pisces. So it kind of tends to make you look a little bit like a victim. Well, think of her in the past with Bill and so forth. And that's not what the country wants or needs. So she has to bring out more of the compassionate, caring side rather than the victim side. And that's kind of why I'm saying if she wants to win, she has to sort of break away from the past. And she's trying to do that, I know. And I think she shouldn't express too much of her feminine side this year, funny enough, but more of her masculine side and really go for it.
Okay. You want to do Obama next?
Okay, Obama, I've got him last, but I can do him next, yeah.
No, you can do him last.
Chris,
with your order.
Chris Dodd. I think he... Did he not pull out? Do you want me to do him?
Yes, he did. He dropped out, yeah. But you might... What's his horoscope look like?
He's got that Mars in Leo again. It's amazing, Jerry, how many of them got that, right? So,
right. So he had that, even though he was active in the Senate in trying to restrict the budget in Iraq, but he does have that part of his horoscope, huh?
It doesn't mean that you're warlike. It just means that in the past, you see, what it can indicate, Mars is our aggressive force, and Leo is sort of a leadership thing. So what it does indicate primarily is that a person with Mars in Leo makes a good leader. That's the main thing.
Okay. The other person that dropped out was Joe Biden. Did you do him?
I did. I have him somewhere.
Well, we can get to him.
Yeah, he's a Scorpio sun. He wouldn't have won anyway. He's in a kind of a quiet year. He'd make a good number two, actually, at the moment. But
well, that'll be interesting.
Yeah. But it's okay, a very stressful year for him.
Let's talk about John Edwards.
He's actually in a powerful year for him. He's a very sincere and genuine man, as we know. He's got five planets in Gemini, so very brilliant, with a great intellect, and also very changeable, and that can go against him too. Not so good in a president. However, the brilliant mind's obviously good, and his planets also support the United States moon, which means when any planets in a candidate's chart support the United States moon, which represents the people, the public, it means that the public like him. So that's a good indication. He's a terrific communicator. He really cares. He really wants to share with people. He's the kind of guy, I think, that if you met him on the street, he'd, you know, be genuine and really want to, you know, talk to you, not just a show, you know.
But you can't tell how he's going to come out yet, huh?
Right. Well, it's clear he's on a mission, but I don't think he's actually going to make it through. It's a lot of question of stamina. There's going to be a lot of challenges to his ambitions this year from other people. And I don't know if he has that kind of relentless drive that's needed to face the challenges that come up. So I say no on this one, although I like him very much.
It's interesting that you say that may not have the challenge or the stamina to face the relentless drive or whatever, how you phrased it, and that's how he's running his campaign. It's he's the guy that's going to fight.
Oh, really?
But yeah. You know, what people, as you know, you live out in Hollywood, what we sometimes see as the public image is far, far from the truth. I'm not saying that about Edwards. I'm just talking about everybody in the media.
Yeah.
It kind of works that way.
It's interesting, isn't it? It does, yeah.
Yeah, the only exception, of course, Chrissy Blaze, is you, intelligent, sexy, powerful woman.
Oh, you said that on the air? You're going to cut that one out.
We won't cut it out, but we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
If you'd like to get Chrissy's book, it's available now, and it's called How to Read Your Horoscope in 5 Easy Steps. It's only $16.95. And you need to go over to her website. We have a link to it as well, ChrissyBlaze.com. A lot of interesting things there. You have a newsletter that you send out too, Chrissy. How do they get on that list?
Oh, yeah. You can just go to my website. It's on the front page, and you just put in your email address, and I will send out the newsletter, and I never pass the list on to anybody else.
Okay, we'll be right back. You know, you listen to me talking about UFO TV on this show, UFOTV.com, offering over 300 great videos for downloads and DVD sales. It's a great place to go shopping. In fact, it's a great place just to go to browse. And that brings up the subject of how you can browse UFOTV the easiest way. Simply download the new Science Ideas catalog. It's now available for an easy downloadable ebook at UFOTV.com. All you do is simply click on the order button and follow the on-screen instructions. A link will be sent to your email address, which will allow you to immediately download the stunning full-color copy of this latest science and spirit catalog. It's chock full of information. I advise you to take a look. You'll enjoy just browsing through the catalog. The website is something else, too. when you get a chance, put UFOTV.com on your favorites and spend a little time there. If you are interested in controversy and UFO conspiracy DVDs, there is no place like UFOTV.com. Chrissy Blaze is our guest. We're looking for a name for the show. If you got an idea, we'll be doing horoscopes and talking astrology every 2 or 3 weeks here.
Wow, that sounds great.
And, of course, if it catches on, Chrissy, we may end up being doing a daily show. I don't know. You're pretty busy. I don't know how we could arrange that. But, yeah, we'll do what we can do. Anyway, what's the latest with you? You're giving would we call it a lecture or a class there at the Aetherius Society?
It's a class or a workshop because people have to work. You know, it's like a hands-on thing. It's called How to Read Your Own Horoscope in 5 Easy Steps. It's a 4-hour workshop. It's in Los Angeles, in Hollywood, actually, at the Aetherius Society. If they're interested in booking a place, speak to Paul at 1-800-800-1354.
Okay, let's get back to the politics of it all. We've done Edwards, Hillary, and Biden, and also Dodd, so we still got Obama to go, and maybe a couple others here.
Yeah, Mike Gravel, do you want me to say anything about him? I like this man quite a lot. He's a Taurus. He's got a lot of persistence, a lot of loyalty, some common sense values, but to me, deep down, he doesn't really represent what the American people want and need right now, so I don't think he has much hope.
No, and he's been shut out of a lot of debates and a lot of things, but yeah, he does have principles.
Yeah, Dennis Kucinich.
Yes, let's talk about Dennis Kucinich.
Probably the most progressive and unconventional chart of the lot.
That's interesting because I've interviewed his wife in person, and I've dealt with Dennis over the years, not personally, but through his people. And one of the things I've always known, I like Dennis a whole lot, and he seems to be a man of principle, and I'm very proud of him for going against the Democratic leadership and introducing the impeached Cheney Bill 333, which is now in the Judiciary Committee. But the thing I thought he always lacked was this this power move, you know, the McCain-type image. But I thought he did pretty well. He went to the FCC yesterday complaining about being shut out of the ABC debate in Saturday night in New Hampshire. So he does have some guts.
Yeah, he's on a roll now, actually, until this eclipse I mentioned earlier on February the 6th.
It ends on February 6th?
Yeah, but he's kind of in an energetic phase, and he's in a good phase right now. And but like Hillary, he has that fateful moon in Pisces I mentioned that no past presidents have ever had. So it's not terribly good for the presidency. It makes him very compassionate and very caring, so he's popular. He really does care, and I think he's really a man who's true to himself, which is great. I'm not sure that the country's ready for a man as good as that. I hate to say it.
You may be right.
I think it's time
for us to get somebody that shows compassion.
Yeah, I do too.
We had a president, in my opinion, that really showed compassion was Carter, and look what they did to him.
You know, I was going to say, his chart reminds me a bit of Jimmy Carter, and he's a lover, not a fighter, and he indeed, I think, supports this Department of Peace, which
does.
Is being brought about now, and I think it's wonderful. I wish we were. Let's be ready for a man like this, because he's kind of what we need, I think.
But well, are you saying we should give up on him, or
no.
By his astrology chart, he'll still be a player for a while?
I think he will. He's in a time of promoting himself fearlessly, and I think he will continue to do so. He's kind of an energetic phase, so I think he's in the running myself.
Yeah, he's showed several good moves recently, when the deck is stacked against him. From the establishment, he's been able to come back each time. One of the things I liked about him was in one of the televised debates, you probably didn't see it, you're busy all the time, but they were asking questions, and it came to him, and he asked himself a question because nobody else had asked him a question. So he asked himself a question so he could answer and get an issue out, which was fairly clever.
Well, that's funny. Yes,
yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, that's fairly clever. So, we're going to wrap the political part up. We've still got about 10 minutes to go on some things. You got anybody else we need to talk about there that you want to chart on?
Yeah, I mean, let's look at the current superstar, Barack Obama.
Yeah, right.
Fascinating chart.
Right.
He has some very strong connections with the United States chart.
I said that with tongue-in-cheek when I said, because I knew we hadn't got to him yet. Okay, yeah, let's talk about him.
Yeah, his chart sort of is very connected to the United States moon. And if you remember, I said the United States moon is the public, it's the American people. So he's connected to the people. And right now he symbolizes the American mood and this sense of justice and this sense that we want to change from the Bush years and we want something different and we want someone who's open and progressive. And he's kind of giving us that right now. And this kind of electrifying way that he just came onto the stage is very much in his chart. And this will continue to operate very, very strong from January through May as his progressed Venus, that is the Venus in his chart where it is now, is connected with another planet, which is incredibly charming, incredibly charismatic. This will continue right through May. And there's a powerful urge this year towards wielding power. So he's a very, very good candidate in my book. But I just want to give him a warning here, and I hope he's listening there, Jerry, because there's a kind of a dangerous period coming up, end of June through August, when he should increase his security measures and this kind of thing, because he does have enemies. And this comes out really, really strongly in his chart. While the public are liking him and liking what he stands for, there are other people working against him. This is very, very strong. So I'm just a bit worried about that.
And the potential for harm is there. He's compared a lot to JFK and RFK and others. And
there is potential for harm. I wish he was like Ronald Reagan and that he'd use an astrologer, because around June, as I say, June, July, August, he really has to watch out and be careful. But if he can get through that, and I believe he can, then I believe he's definitely has great potential to win.
Okay, so basically the summary is over on the Republican side, can't count McCain out. Romney probably won't make it. Over on the Democratic side, can't count Hillary out. But Obama looks awfully strong.
How do you agree with that, Jerry?
And you think Kucinich will hang in there and try to make his points, and you think Edwards will as well. So that's pretty close to Hillary.
Yeah, that's my next job.
It's pretty close when you talk about Chrissy, Hillary, and all of them. You've got them pretty well nailed, I must tell you.
You like that, Jerry?
Yeah, and we've been doing shows similar to this for a long time, and I must say, you've done a lot of work on this.
Well, it's fascinating. I mean, astrology works, and let everybody do a favor and look at their own chart or get an astrologer to look at it, because it really does help people to see what's in their future.
Let's talk about what we're going to do in the future here. People are going to email us at Chrissie@jerrypippin.com, Chrissie. Or they can go over to your website and do the same thing. And basically, we need to know, what their questions are, more or less, right?
Yes. Yeah, just I need their date, place, and time of birth, those three things, and their question.
Okay. I guess maybe we need to show an example of what we're talking about. So I guess we'll use me.
Oh, you. Yes, Jerry, that's a good idea. I actually think I happen to have it right here. Let's have a look.
To give an example, so if I called you up after you sent us the email and we set the time for the broadcast, and I say, hi, Chrissy, this is Jerry Pippin, and I'm a little worried about some personal things here. Should I sell my apartment in my condo, or should I just sit on it at this point? Could you answer something like that?
I can, but sort of in more general terms, because still at the end of the day, the astrologer gives you trends and says this is a great time to do
it. In other words, we're not going to actually just tell people that this is the gospel, as you said earlier. These are tendencies, and we have a free will or an ability to change
things. Yeah, but I'm saying that I can certainly see if you're in a good buying and selling period and that type of thing. Yeah, so I can give a general answer definitely to that.
Well, you have my chart, and we didn't talk about any question. What do you see about me?
Well, this year, 2008, Jerry, is the year for you to promote yourself. Jerry Pippin for president. No, I'm kidding. Anything new venture that you start, this is the year to do it, and you can be very successful. It's kind of like a planting year. You may not see results. Well, you will increase your listeners and so on, but this is like the beginning year. If you start new shows this year, it would be great. This is the time to do it. It's a good year for you, Jerry Pippin, the personality, to be seen visibly.
Well, that's pretty encouraging. I'm a pretty old guy.
It's a whole new phase.
It's not too late to start.
It's a new 9-year phase that you're in, starting now, so never too late. You're a young guy. Gosh.
Oh, give me a break. But anyway.
Just about the right age to be president, I say. Jerry for president. No.
Yeah, you're right. So to you about, but our time's almost up.
How to read your horoscope.
What gave you
because
the idea to write this
astrology,
book?
Astrology, I've done it since I was a kid, and it's been so helpful to me along the way. And, you know, we all have difficult times in our lives, but it just seems to make sense of things and helps you to see things that are coming up and how to handle them best and make the most of opportunities. And I thought everybody should have access to their own horoscope and know how to read it and know how to use it. And so I wrote the book.
Now, I'm a Sagittarian, but I was born in the morning, mid-morning, so that doesn't necessarily mean a whole lot other than the Sagittarian part, because probably I have a moon and sun in other houses or whatever. I mean,
you've got the moon in Taurus, as I have, actually, which means you like your home comforts.
Well, you and I, maybe we've been together somewhere along the line, another life, another place.
Yeah, there's connections in the chart, which is interesting. Yeah, it's interesting. I believe that we meet the same group of people over and over again in lifetimes in order to learn lessons and so on. That's a whole other subject. But yeah, you have the moon in Taurus, you have Capricorn rising, so you're a very grounded person. You've had a lot of difficulties in your life, but you have the strength to overcome them. Yours hasn't been an easy life, Jerry, at all. Gosh.
I have a saying about that. A lot of people would say I have bad luck, but I look at it as good luck because I usually come out smelling like a rose, you know?
Yeah, all those planets in Sagittarius, you have the Mercury in Sagittarius, which is why you're so good at broadcasting, Venus in Sagittarius. You're a philosopher, really, at heart. You're a philosopher. You have a broad view of life, and, you know, that's why your show is international, because you look at life as a whole, look at world as a whole.
Well, Chrissy, we're out of time. The book, folks, is available. You can get it almost any place, really. At any bookstore, they can order it, can't they? But they can go to ChrissyBlaze.com for sure and get it.
Yeah, it may not be in all the stores yet, so probably best to get it
from
your website.
We're going to sell it over at ShopJerryPippin.com, too.
Great.
So. It's available everywhere, and give the name of the book one more time. I know it's $16.95.
It's How to Read Your Horoscope in 5 Easy Steps.
We will be back with you shortly, probably because of the political scene, doing some more political horoscopes, and then in a couple of weeks we'll do a full-blown show. So, folks, get in your request to be on the show, get your horoscopes done. And we'll let Chrissy Blaze, the noted Hollywood astrologer, actually a world astrologer, answer the questions. Chrissy, I've enjoyed it.
Thank you so much, Jerry. It's been a pleasure.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Thank you very much, Chrissy Blaze. We'll do this again soon, okay? This program has been brought to you in part by UFOTV.com. If you are an independent movie producer, UFOTV.com can help you distribute your DVD worldwide. UFOTV.com offers the best selection of UFO and conspiracy DVDs available anywhere in the world. Check it out at UFOTV.com now. When you get a chance, put UFOTV.com on your favorites and spend a little time there. If you are interested in controversy and UFO conspiracy DVDs, there's no place like UFOTV.com. You know, about a third of our audience is around the world. And that's one of the reasons we're happy that UFOTV.com is one of our sponsors, because they offer international worldwide orders strictly by just simply going to UFOTV.com and following the instructions. You can get the latest in conspiracy and UFO DVDs. In fact, they have a great downloadable section. Regardless of where you are in the world, now you can watch video on demand and download UFOTV directly to your computer. Be sure and check the downloadable ebook section. It's loaded with hard-to-find science and controversy magazines and hard-to-find books. Now, they're all available for immediate download at UFOTV.com. www.UFOTV.com, offering the very best selection of conspiracy and UFO DVDs found anywhere in the world. UFOTV.com.